This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 412 for Monday, May 31st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were mixed on Monday in a very quiet activity, with many participants keeping to the sidelines as markets in the U.S. were closed for Memorial Day. Canola down $12.60 in the nearby July contract at $877.40 per ton. New crop November up a dollar at $715.20. Activity was quiet throughout the day, with just over 2,000 total contracts traded. Relatively favorable crop weather across the U.S. Midwest accounted for some selling pressure early in the day, as the conditions should be bearish for beans and corn when activity resumes in Chicago. Recent rains in western Canada have also eased dryness concerns somewhat, but hot and dry weather over the next week provided support. Tight supplies and solid demand also underpinned canola, although export movement is showing signs of slowing down, with only 68,000 tons of shipped in the most recent weekly Canadian Grain Commission report. That marks the lowest weekly total in months, with most commercial buying interests now focused on the new crop. The Canadian dollar is holding relatively steady today, providing little direction. U.S. markets were all closed, with activity resuming with tonight's evening session. Weekly USDA crop conditions and export data will all be delayed due to the holiday. Weather conditions across the U.S. should provide direction when activity resumes. Persistent dryness in the northern states and into Canada may lend Minneapolis spring wheat some independent strength relative to the winter wheats, which have benefited from heavier rains. Soybeans ended last week on a softer tone, had July at $15.30 per bushel. Corn also ended the week a bit lower, down 7 cents in July at $6.57 per bushel. The wheat market ended last week mixed, with the Minneapolis spring wheat rising and the winter wheats all lower. Minneapolis at $7.27.5 per bushel in the July contract. Kansas City, $6.13 per bushel in July. And Chicago wheat finishing last week at $6.63 per bushel in the July contract. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 31st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.